Good morning. Beautiful morning. I already tried to shoot the video and then got distracted. Get yourself coffee, strap in, because we're going to talk about something that's a bit more controversial than I usually talk about. And that's the importance or the what red pill does good. Don't get me wrong, there'll be a follow-up video about what they get wrong, because there's quite a lot that's also wrong. But I wanted to start off originally with, I guess, the reasons why I enjoy the content and why a lot of men do, because I think that's important for women and other men to maybe understand the importance of it. So to preface this whole thing, I want us to think about removing the message from the messenger. This is something that we can't do these days, because if someone's got a different ideology than you, chances are you probably hate them, which, again, is just fucking stupidity. Man, it feels like I've just gone for a big run. So remove the message from the messenger, because I believe 90% of these guys in this red pill manosphere space are dickheads. And that's okay to admit. They seem like dickheads. All their rhetoric is dickheads. But there's important messaging that comes along once in a while that's important for young men and that we shouldn't overlook. And then we shouldn't overlook why there's such a need for this kind of content and why it's just gone rocking it off. So the first topic is young men and removing their or growing apart from their fathers or not having fathers in the household. So my personal experience is I had a stepfather in the house. My dad left when we were like 5 or 6 to go to a different state. It's all amicable. It's all happy. I love everyone. But I didn't understand the importance of my stepfather until quite a lot older and the way that he brought us up, which was, I'll provide, your mother can nurture you, and that's my job. So increasingly, we've got men that have come from that line of work, or we've got men that are coming from no father figure. Increasingly, I think a lot of statistics show that that's the way the world's moving. It's like, what, 60% of divorces occur in American marriages and all that kind of stuff. So we are a bit fatherless in some regards. Now, I'm a lot older. I've got some gray hairs coming through. So that's an increasing notion as to we want to hear those things from men who have done it previously. And they're usually a bit older. But this will get me into the actual points. So it appeals so much to 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old men because what they say is right. And it's a pain point that we all feel that we're not good enough, women hate us. And I think this comes from the fact that we leave high school, we're in this small pond where we get the woman of our choice because they're almost forced to be with us, because you can only pick from like 6 or 7 other blokes really that are in like the same circle as you and social status and schooling and all that kind of jazz. And then all of a sudden we get out of school and we go nightclubbing and there's 24, 25-year-olds hitting on the same women that we liked a year ago at school, and you cannot compete. You don't earn the same as they do. You don't understand. They don't speak as well as they do. There's so much that we don't do to them. So we all of a sudden think, oh, women are hoes. They just want better. They want men that make more money. Or they'll sleep with so many men. So that's why it appeals to us. Because the pain points that they hit on are so real. And then they can obviously sell us the rest of the bullshit that they say. But I will preface this. Where they go wrong is that it just takes it to the fucking extreme that doesn't need to be done. It is a real problem to face men at that age. But it's a self-improvement journey that we need to reflect internally and understand why we're no good with women, why we don't have any money, and why, I don't know, we're still a bit scrawny. And all these things, I know the three pillars of like male help, self-improvement, typical, right? But we're also not expected, and we never have been expected to be good at those three areas of life from 18 to 21, 22. Like, I'm as muscular and as fit as I've ever been closer to 30. I've made more money now because inevitably, if you just live longer, you're going to make more money from just doing more stuff and being here longer and investing for longer periods of time. Things work well. But this Instagram mentality that there's 21, 22-year-old millionaires, like, there's not. There's really not. And that's what we can't seem to overlook as young blokes. That this is we're probably, if as long as you try to do the best that you can, it's nil doesn't compete with men that are 10 years older than you. And you don't realize that because you think at 17, 18, 19, you're the king of the world and you know everything you're going to need to know, and people older than me are idiots and I can't believe they see the world that way. But the chances are we've done things that we failed, and then we want to tell you guys that are younger than us to overcome. So I think that's where the appeal of the red pill content is. These men are older. They've experienced it. They've gone through it. They're better than the women. Like, but it's a joke. Because you have to just acknowledge it and then do better and accept that, you know what, it is part of the world that men's value doesn't come at that age. And nor does a women's. That's a fallacy that comes with the red pill that, oh, a 21-year-old woman is at their most valuable. No, they're not. They're just not. This whole body count crap and all that kind of stuff. Okay, this is going into the video that's doing it all wrong. I'll get to this another day. So if you want to watch that, like and subscribe. But yeah, I agree that it's quite good content, and there'll be things like improve yourself and make more money. And was that, I forgot what this video was about, the good or the bad. I don't even remember how I started. But it's increasing need for that kind of stuff. This is more about why it's better, which can call this red pill stuff. So that's why it's so valuable and why I like it, because those messages need to be told to young men to improve and get better. And it's overarchingly just what self-improvement is. And if that's being taught to men at 18, 19, 20, well, I think that's a net positive. Like to be telling men to go to the gym, lift weights, depression isn't real, all that kind of stuff. I think it's more positive messaging than the toxic masculinity type of indictment that happens to men. And if you're a man and you like to provide, well, then you're just suppressing. And we do this as people so much, where we might hear, oh, well, I want to work and provide for my wife. Oh, so you don't think she should get a job or an education? Like, that's what the other person hears. But that's not what the red pill content is about. The red pill content is more about the internalization of who we are and what we need to do to then get to a point that when we're 30, we can be attractive to women. But, again, this is going back to why it's wrong, is that it fosters so much hate because it's real. And then they're telling us, well, this is the resolution. That's what fosters the hate, because that's not they don't ever offer resolutions in red pill content. It's like an internal debate from myself. They don't ever offer the solutions. It's, oh, well, she's got a high body count. Oh, well, this is before birth control and this is the problem with it. If you watch two or three episodes, you watch every single fucking thing they're going to recreate, which is just a joke. You watch like these sneakers, these Tates, those whatever, Myron. Like, you watch one of their podcasts and you see everything that they've got to offer. Their opinions are all in line with what it should be, and never do they deviate from those kind of opinions, which is usually the sign of someone that's probably just trying to fucking sell you something or just a parrot for attention. So, good and bads. I'll do one that's solely on the bads, which is a bit more easier for me, because I think it does foster too much hate, and there's middle ground that a lot of people, a lot of content creators actually hit, but they don't get the recognition they deserve. So I'll catch you guys in tomorrow's video, which will be about the bads of red pill, even though I went off about that for quite some time today. Peace out. Have a great day. I'll catch you guys tomorrow.